Welcome to this Happy Home Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Have you ever felt like the worst mom in the world? Author Kathy Lipp is here with the cure to the perfect life. You'll get great advice about finding friends and the motherhood, as well as how to thrive as a single mom, all coming up next on the podcast. So glad you could join me today for this podcast with my wonderful friend Kathy Lipp. You are in for a huge treat. Kathy is so beloved as a speaker and as an author. She is down to earth. She is funny. She is biblical. She is practical. She's relatable, and you are going to love this. Perhaps you have read some of Kathy's books. She has quite a few out there. Books like Clutter Free, doesn't that sound nice? 21 Ways to Connect with Your Kids and The Cure to the Perfect Life. And let's not forget, But I'm Not a Wicked Stepmother. So moms, lean in, and Kathy's going to give us some great advice about becoming a happier mom. So I'm wondering if you have a hiding out story.
You know, my friend Kim would, she put a playpen in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, and
she'd suggest that to other friends, and they said, oh, my kids would never go in the playpen. She goes, no, I go in the playpen because my kids cannot touch me in there. Because she was just like, they were crawling on her all day long. And so, you know, I've always thought that there was real wisdom in that. And, yeah, I hide out in the bathroom. I think every mom does, don't we?
Yeah,
you know, even though my kids are older now, I still find myself, like, when I've taken a flight and I finally land where I'm supposed to be going, I go into the bathroom and I hide out in there for a good 5 minutes just so I'm not near anybody. It's so funny because, you know, we love to have our families around us. We'd love to be snuggled and kissed and hugged on. But most of the time, you know, they're just dripping off of you.
You talk about in I Need Some Help Here about not hanging out in the motherhood alone. So talk a little bit about the importance why a happy mom needs to be in community.
I finally learned this when my kids were practically in their 20s,
you know,
just in time, right? But, I mean, I've always been part of, like, a MOPS group or a little, you know, Moms in Touch group or something.
Yeah.
I've always had some structure around my parenting. But as my kids got a little bit older, I realized that, you know, I kept on waiting till they were 18. When they're 18, they're going to be sprung and they're going to go live their life. Well, it just doesn't happen that way. You know, it happens in stages, and yes, motherhood becomes less intense as your kids get older and definitely less physical. I'm not picking anybody up and they're not, you know, trying to wail on me so that they can get the last popsicle. But there are other stresses that come along with it. So one day, I finally got really honest with a couple of my friends who were also authors, but awesome moms, you know, just like those kind of moms that their kids have turned out perfectly, and you're like, ugh, I don't even know why we're friends.
Yeah.
And I got really honest with them, and I said, you know, things are not going well over here. And both of them, within a day of me sending that, wrote me back and said, really, because things are not going well over here either.
Yeah.
And we encourage each other, and we pray. And sometimes if people ask for advice, we give it. But otherwise, we don't. We just say, hey, we get where you're coming from. And we remind them of all the great things about their kids and why they're probably not going to end up on the streets or joining a cult.
Right.
And that, you know, it's so great to have a few other people to say, this is normal. It hurts and it's hard, but it's normal. When you feel like your kid is the only one who's ever failed a class, or that your child is the only one who's ever bitten another child because they took your pencil, you can't help but feel like the worst mom in the world.
Can you kind of give from that single mom perspective, you know, how can that single mom give her son or her daughter a positive view of marriage and you know, the relationship with the opposite sex when it didn't really go that easily for them?
Right.
But how can that single mom then, you understand, how can she handle that?
I understand
that?
100%. Yeah, so I would say one is never bash your ex in front of your kids.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, it's so easy to say, it's much harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then also have great role models for your kids of marriage. Maybe it's their grandparents, maybe it's their aunt and uncle. And I know that there was a time when I was very bitter about marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed to work out for everybody but for me.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I had to do some damage control after that, because marriage is, it can be a really, really beautiful thing. And I'm now remarried, and my kids, you know, definitely love and respect my husband.
Yeah.
But, you know, we even as a blended family had a tough time with that. So for the single moms out there who, I think one of the things that is so important for single moms, and this is going to sound really counterintuitive, most single moms feel like, I have to dig in, I have to make sure that my kids are okay, I need to spend all my time with my kids. I say, give yourself a break, mom. Mm-hmm. Go have some fun with some adults.
Yeah.
You know, go be with your girlfriends. Go be with couples. Go be with so you can have all those great experiences and tell your kids about them. And because the last thing we want our kids to see is bitterness. When we see bitterness, you know, with bitterness, there's no hope. And we want our kids to always be filled with hope.
Yeah.
So I want the single mom to go have a great time. Do things that you love and enjoy. And, you know, I don't know what God has in store for you later on. Maybe there is another marriage in your future.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that will keep you from that is bitterness. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. It poisons any possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so go and enjoy your life. Yes, dig into your kids. Do the things that bring you all fun, but make sure that you get some adult time too.
When you had that bitterness, what was it that helped you shift that? You know, you can sometimes have the knowledge like, this bitterness is going to kill me if I don't deal with it, but you can't move out of it. What are some things that happened for you?
I think I just got sick of being me. I didn't like who I'd become. And, you know, I knew in my core that that's not who I was.
Right.
And so I started to do things that I enjoyed again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got involved in church, which was, it was hard. As a single person in the church, let me just say, it was tough.
Yeah.
But I kept showing up. I kept going back. I got involved in some ministries in church that I really liked. I started to do things with friends, you know, about once a week when my kids would be at their dad's house.
Yeah.
I would go and spend time with my old friends, and we would have so much fun.
So when you've done your best and you're not judging others, but things are just not going according to plan, how can a mom still, you know, as Paul would say, rejoice? Again, I say rejoice. How can you find joy, be happy, even when this is not going well? By, you know, an outsider could tell you this is not going well. know it's
things
not.
Things are blowing up.
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of things. One, every person who I thought, wow, they've got the perfect set of kids.
Right.
I wish I would have done it like them.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't say everyone.
Yeah.
But I cannot tell you how many of them have come to me in secret and said, here's what's going on with my kids, and I knew you'd understand.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart because they feel like they have to keep this secret going. They have to cover for their children, and they don't. They don't.
Right.
But know that every family is struggling with this in some way, to some extent.
Yeah,
it's not just your family. And, you know, the Bible says that we are to expect trouble, that we shouldn't be surprised by it, that we should expect it. And so when we go into this parenting thing, nobody tells you, by the way, your 17-year-old's going to hate your guts. Your 14-year-old is going to spend most of her day rolling her eyes at you.
Yeah.
And you know, your 21-year-old is probably at some point going to tell you, I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And it's going to break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Hang on.
Yeah.
God has good stuff for you in this.
Yeah.
God has, you know, all these beliefs that are so easy for us when our kids are little.
Right.
And they're making little mistakes. Those beliefs get tested. Do I really trust God with my child? Do I really believe that God has a plan for my parenting?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things get tested in the laboratory that is your family.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're going to question your beliefs, and you're going to question God's love for you. And can I just tell you, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to question, did God give the right kid to the right parent?
Right.
Because I can't handle this.
Right.
And so it's going to make you go outside of your comfort zone. You're going to have to ask for help when you would rather be giving it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be humbled that you do not have all the answers. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, these kids are given this stupid free will, mm-hmm. and they use it on a regular basis, and it's scary and frustrating. But hold on, God has good stuff for you. And you know what? You will see God's hand on this in the outcome.
Yeah.
I really, really believe that.
Do you believe that God has something good for you? That at the end of all these trials that sometimes you face as a mother, that there is something good there? I just want to take this opportunity to pray for you. And I hope that as we pray together, you will sense God's Holy Spirit encouraging you right where you're at as you listen to this podcast, whether you're running, you're in the car, you're in the kitchen, wherever you are. Let's pray together. God, we thank you so much that you love us. We thank you that you see us. And we ask, God, that you would give us a healthy perspective of marriage, a healthy perspective of being whole in you, and that we would be able to pass that on to our children. God, help us not to pursue a perfectionistic life. Help us not to compare our lives with other people. Help us to trust in you, even when our kids are going haywire, and know that you are working all things together for our good. And we love you, and we thank you, and we ask for your help, because we know that our help comes from you, not from our own resources, but from your hand. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if I could hug you over if I could hug you in the airwaves, I would love to. But I hope that you will pick up my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom, if you haven't done so already, so that you can hear more of this great advice from Kathy Lipp and many other moms. Look at the archives and you'll see some of the amazing moms that we have interviewed, like Dana Gresh and Fern Nichols, founder of Moms in Prayer. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please refer a friend and invite a friend to listen to it. It's free. And it will encourage you in your home. And if you have time, if you would post a review on iTunes, I would be most grateful, as that's a way that other moms and women can find our podcast through your reviews. So thanks so much for doing that. And until next month, remember, you too can have a happy home.